Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the commission. My name is Joe Hughley. I reside at 1002 Deerwood Drive here in North Platte. I'm literally a lifelong resident of North Platte. Five parcels that we own and pay taxes on, along with one of those being a small little ranch, and lease several hundred other acres that we hay. First, I want to thank you for what you do. I was a member of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners and still am. When it was three members, we were giving a task of whether or not to build the viaduct out on West Front Street. It was not an easy decision. It was only three. I had friends that farmed and ranched in that area, and it affected them personally, not only their home life, but their business. That's hard. I hope that you approach this the way that I did, and that was to look at the big picture and the better good for a community. I think that we made the right decision, and I'm sure that you will make the right decision in your joint deliberation. As a member of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, and I do not speak on behalf of them, I speak as an individual tonight. I had the great privilege of serving 33 years as a member of the Lincoln County North Platte Development Corporation. And you know, Gary is, I think we interviewed Gary two or three times before we got him, but we finally landed him. I can't tell you the number of projects we were this close, but you know, this close really doesn't add people. It doesn't take care of a tax base. It's just this close. I'd like to see this thing come to a finish that we can add jobs. And, you know, in my way of thinking, since we are the ones that usually are involved with setting a tax levy and listening to tax protests at that time of year, there's a couple ways to reduce taxes, in my opinion. The best way is to increase the number of people that are paying those taxes. And I think that if we look at other communities, I think Gary or somebody mentioned going from number four to number nine. If you look at what happens to levies, at dollars spent in those other communities, I think that you'll see how that, you know, the infrastructure cost never catches up with the number of people. In other words, it's always a positive, not always, but usually a positive when it comes to the number of people that you, if you had 100 people, you're not going to build a new street, probably. So what I'm trying to say is there's a cost-benefit ratio there that I think Mike hit on that's important to think about. I want to thank you for what you do. I won't take any more of your time, and I appreciate you hearing me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. So up is
one other thing.
I know there are people here too. All of us have an interest, and I hope we all respect a person's view, no matter what it is. Thank you.
Agreed.